This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Rescue efforts in Beirut continue today, 2 days after a massive explosion that has killed at least 137 people and injured more than 5,000. A two-week state of emergency has begun. People in Beirut are expressing anger at the government over what they say was negligence that led to Tuesday's huge blast. Meanwhile, mobilizing relief efforts, as is the World Health Organization. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The WHO says it expects to cover up to 1,000 trauma and up to 1,000 surgical interventions following the explosion in Beirut. Supplies airlifted from a humanitarian hub in Dubai will be used to treat burns and wounds caused by broken glass and other debris from the massive blast. Separately, Russian emergency officials say the first Russian plane with medical workers and equipment for a makeshift hospital has left the country and is heading for Lebanon. Four more flights will follow in the next 24 hours with more rescuers and medical workers. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Facebook and Twitter have taken action against U.S. President Donald Trump and his campaign for a video post in which he contends children are almost immune to the coronavirus, a claim they said amounted to misinformation. Facebook removed the clip from the president's account. Twitter blocked Mr. Trump's official campaign account over a tweet containing the same video. Soon after, the account was reactivated, suggesting the video had been taken down. India has recorded the biggest single day of fatalities in the past 24 hours, as fresh coronavirus infections surge to reach nearly 2 million. India has recorded 20,000 deaths in the past 30 days. For more on the coronavirus, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News.